We continue in our limud of Mishnayot Masechet Maaser Sheni. We are in Perek He, Mishnah Yud Gimel. The Mishnah now is going to explain the final pasuk of Vidui Maaser, which is a form of tefillah. The Vidui ends with a prayer here. Hashkifa mime'on kodshecha min ha-shamayim. Hashem, please look down from your holy place, from the heavens, to bless Am Yisrael. So the Mishnah explains, Asinu ma shegazarta alenu, af ata aseh ma sheivtachtanu. It's as if to say, the one who is saying the vidui is saying, we have fulfilled what you decreed upon us. We did your mitzvah, kahalacha, of removing the turmot u'ma'asot and doing it in the right order and with all the correct halachot. Af ata aseh ma sheivtachtanu. So to you, Hashem, please fulfill what you have promised us. So now, what brachot is this prayer referring to? Hashkifa mime'on kodshecha min ha-shamayim uvarech et amecha Yisrael bebanim ubebanot. Please look down, Hashem, from your holy place, from the heavens, and bless your people Israel with what? So the Mishnah comments, bebanim ubebanot. Bless us with sons and with daughters. Ve'et ha'adama asher natata lanu. And bless the land that you have given us. Betal umatar ubivladot behema, with dew, with rain, and with the offspring of animals. Kasher nishbata laavotenu eretz zavat chalav udvash, as you swore to our forefathers a land flowing with milk and honey. What does that mean? Kedesh shetiten ta'am baperot, bless us that you will put good taste into the produce. We ask Hashem to make our fruit sweet and rich and nutritious. So that's included in the last pasuk here, in the tefillah of the last pasuk of Vidui Ma'asot. Mishnah Yudaled, who is eligible to recite Vidui Ma'aser? Mikan Amru, based on this last pasuk of the Vidui, which says, Ha'adama asher natata lanu, the land that you have given us. So from here the Chachamim learned, Mikan Amru, Yisrael u'mamzerim mitvadim. Yisraelim, kosher Yisraelim, and even mamzerim, someone who is a child who was born from forbidden relations, are eligible to recite the vidui. Aval lo gerim velo avadim meshucharim, but not converts and not freed slaves, they cannot recite the vidui maasrot. Why? She'en laim chelek ba'aretz, because they do not have a share in the land of Israel, and therefore they cannot say ha'adama asher natata lanu. What about kohanim and leviim? So here we have a machloket. Rabbi Meir omer af lo kohanim ulevim. Rabbi Meir says the kohanim and leviim also cannot do vidui maasrot she'lo natlu chelek ba'aretz, because they did not take a share in the land of Israel, so they can't say ha'adama asher natata lanu. Rabbi Yossi says, Yesh lahem arei migrash. They do have a share in the land. The Kohanim and Levim have the arei migrash, the open cities that are enumerated in the Torah, that the Torah talks about in Parashat Matot and Mas'e. So that's enough for them to be able to recite Vidui Ma'asrot. Now, although Eretz Yisrael was divided among all the Shvatim except Shevet Levi, but the Shvatim, all the tribes, were commanded to give 48 cities in their own territories to the Kohanim and Levim. That's called the Arei Migrash. They're called open cities because each of these cities was surrounded by an open ring of land in which building and farming was forbidden. So now Rabbi Yossi holds that the Kohanim and Levim enjoyed full rights of ownership to these cities. So that's why he says they could say Vidui Ma'aser, because they can honestly say Ha'adama Asher Natatali. Rabbi Meir was of the opinion, however, that Kohanim and Levim cannot say Vidui Ma'asot on account of these cities, because they didn't actually own them. They were merely granted the right to live there, but it wasn't an ownership. That's what's behind here, the Machloket. However, the Bar Tenura says Halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, that Kohanim and Levim can in fact state the declaration of Vidui Ma'asot.